This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Last week, the Trump administration announced it'll phase out DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. The Obama-era policy allowed children who came to the U.S. illegally to remain here. Colorado, with other states, plans to sue the Trump administration over the decision. Both Senator Cory Gardner, who's a Republican, and Democratic Senator Michael Bennett support protecting DACA recipients, otherwise known as Dreamers. To learn more about what this all means for Dreamers in the Roaring Fork Valley, we turn to our reporter, Wyatt Orme. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi.
Okay, quickly, what did DACA do for those who got it?
So about 800,000 people got DACA nationwide. Basically, when they have DACA, they can get a driver's license, they can get a Social Security card, and that allows them to work. They become eligible for certain scholarships.
And now that's all gone?
Not all at once. Trump is phasing out the program. So people who just renewed their DACA will still have it for 2 years. And yeah, once these people don't have DACA, they won't be able to work legally. They won't be able to renew their driver's licenses. And they won't be protected from deportation.
What kind of stories are you hearing locally from people who have DACA?
So on the day that Trump rescinded DACA, I went to a rally in Glenwood Springs. I spoke with several people. One was a young woman named Anai Araiza. She's 23. She's a dreamer. She was born in Mexico and came to the U.S. when she was 2 years old. She went to CMC, and she was working towards getting her bachelor's in social work. But now that DACA is, for all intents and purposes, discontinued, she's not sure that she's going to keep going with her education.
What's going to happen next? I'm going through this education. I'm spending all this money. What am I going to do afterward if I don't have a social security number? I mean, most of these social work jobs that I want are government and working with child welfare and things like that. And I mean, I need a background check and I probably won't be able to get that.
Anai has DACA until 2019 and then it'll expire. So her plan, as she told me, is to work. And she wants to help her sister, who's a U.S. citizen, achieve her dream of becoming an engineer because her sister, as a U.S. citizen, won't be kind of stuck in this limbo that Anai has found herself in.
And that limbo just means she won't be able to work here legally, right?
Right. Once her DACA expires. That's right.
Are people fearful of renewing their DACA because of this decision?
Yeah, I asked an immigration attorney named Jennifer Smith. I spoke with Sophia Clark. She works for the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition. They both said, even if you're fearful, if you can, still renew it because you'll get more time here in the U.S. And let's not forget, the ball now is in Congress's court. They do have the opportunity to pass legislation protecting Dreamers.
Okay, thank you, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
That's reporter Wyatt Orme. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.